On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz, along with me from the BSU women's hockey team, freshman forward Megan Lashenko. First of all, Megan, you guys got a very nice long break, a much needed break, I'm sure. How did it all go for you?
The break was definitely much needed, and it was really nice to be back with my three brothers, and we went and skated on the outdoor rink a lot, like usually we do, and just being home with the family, it was a really good time.
What kind of traditions does your family have over the holidays?
Well, usually Christmas Day, my aunt and uncles, we always have like a big air hockey tournament, and it's kind of something that we've done every year, and it actually gets really competitive with my brothers and I, so that's what we usually look forward to around Christmas time.
With the first half of the season being done, and obviously your team having struggled in the first half, what's it going to take for your team to turn around and get a better second half?
I really think it's going to take everyone's effort together and just our team as a whole coming together and really believing that we can turn our season around and come back with a lot of fire and, you know, wanting to get a lot of these teams back for what's happened earlier in the season.
Especially St. Cloud. I know in past years your team's had great success against St. Cloud State, and obviously falling twice at home at the Sanford Center was tough against a team like the Huskies who have a very similar record. What's kind of the mindset coming here now playing on the road against the Huskies?
Well, Coach's big thing is getting that revenge back, and we're really focused coming in this weekend, and I think it's going to be a great weekend and we should come out with two wins.
So what kind of things have you guys been working on to get ready for this weekend?
We've done a lot of D-zone coverage, and just the biggest thing out there Coach always emphasizes is winning those one-on-one battles. And you don't want to come out of the boards without that puck. You always want the puck on your stick and always want us to have control. So those are the main things.
The Huskies have also had their struggles. You know, you're going up against a team who's also very hungry, and you're playing them at their home rink. Your team's had some success in past years at their home rink. It's Olympic size ice. How much does that change the game?
Oh, you know, it really changes the game a lot. It's just that extra space on the outside, you know, to carry the puck or use even that extra boards pass. It's really going to be a benefit, I think, to our team. We're quick, and just getting the puck up and down the ice, I think it'll really be good.
What kind of goals did you set for yourself personally coming into the season as a freshman?
You know, I wanted to get, you know, playing time, and I wanted to get myself up there with the other upperclassmen and fit right in. And I think so far the season's gone well, and I think that I'm where I want to be. Yeah.
Being part of a big freshman class, how close-knit have you become with the rest of your fellow freshmen?
Oh, our freshman class, we're really close. We have a lot of fun. I mean, I'm the only American, so sometimes things get a little bit Canadian side, but you know, it's a lot of fun, and I've met some of the most amazing girls. I'll be friends with them forever. It's been a really good experience and a lot of fun with the girls.
You've got also a very big senior class. Obviously they're hungry to get some wins. What kind of pressure is on your team as a whole to kind of help guide them to more wins this season, because obviously they've seen some success in their past 3 years?
Yeah, well, the main thing is to be, you know, seeing that the seniors have this last half of the season, we really want to make sure as freshmen that we are there too, and we realize that we want to come out in the end strong with them. We want them to end on a good note. I mean, they've had amazing previous years playing as a Beaver, and we really want to make sure that they end it right.
Your dad was a wrestler for St. Cloud State University. Who do you think he'll be cheering for today?
Well, oh gosh, my dad loved his wrestling, but for sure he'll be, you know, with the Beavers, and he's still, actually both my parents went to St. Cloud, so they still love the Huskies, but I know they'll be cheering for the Beavers this weekend, that's for sure.
What brought you to Bemidji State?
Probably the main thing is that it's in Minnesota, and as a little girl, I've always wanted to play in the WCHA, you know, Minnesota State of Hockey. And another thing was just the coaching staff. I felt so comfortable with Sertich and Shane and Amber. They were all just awesome, and they made my decision easy. And also, I loved the rink. I just fell in love with the facility and everything that has to do with this town. It's kind of coming from a small town like Chisago, Bemidji really was a perfect fit, and I like the small town environment.
What are you going to major in at Bemidji State? Have you decided?
I'm really not sure yet. I maybe might go on the business track, or actually I was thinking of broadcast journalism, kind of, yeah, something like we're doing now, so.
Well, you'd be great at it. You're very well spoken. I'm going to lose my job after this 4 years are up. Megan, thanks so much. Good luck against the Huskies.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River. Oh, yeah, it's so-
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.